It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, thanks for hanging out with us at Murph's. We are literally Cobb Galleria getting ready for tonight's home opener. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little excited. I want us to win. That's a given. But I just want us to play better. And as Snitch said, Mike, play a full game.
Yes, that means Shwelly. How about, man, give me six innings, six, two-thirds, seven?
I'd love that.
Schwellenbach did enough to win. And unfortunately, man, you know, the bullpen, look, we had everything failed in every aspect. The bullpen failed. 1-9 failed at the plate. You know, starting pitching some days was awful. You know, I'm not going to fault Snicker for that five-out attempt. He was trying to maybe make something happen, anticipating, look, we've got to turn things around. Just didn't work. And then, obviously, the cream on top or the cherry on top of the crap Sunday was the Ohtani walk-off. But now you're home. Marlins are – look, this looks like a good little Marlins team, early days. They had some plucky wins.
They did.
They get to 4-3.
Yeah.
Max Meyer is a right-hander, fastball, slider. We'll see him on the bump tonight, but hopefully the Braves – I mean, you feel, Carl, when they do break out, like there'll be like steam pressure valve being released, and everything will just happen. You know, and things will come in bunches.
You think it'll be like an explosion.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, then we'll be saying, save some of those runs.
Yes.
But if that happens, it'll be great tonight to do it in the home opener. We're going to talk with Grant McCauley coming up there in about 30 minutes or so to kind of preview this series as the Marlins are in town. And then, you know, this is a six-game homestand, so they finally get back home. But remember, they left spring training and then went to the West Coast.
That's it. You know, and by the way, sidebar, we'll talk more about it with Grant. See that Freddie Freeman's on the IL now?
I know.
After that slip in the shower.
It's weird. Right. It's weird. We wish him nothing but the best. But that just tells you how deep the Dodgers are.
Right.
No Freddie. And they're winning like this. Like, you know, that just gives you a little hint of how good they are.
But, I mean, you know, all that. Look, I'm not begrudging him making that money. But
what?
You can level off that step when you get out of the shower. I mean, most of us have to step over something. You know what I mean? You know, you've got one of those giant walking. I'm sure Freddie's got the shower, like 18 different shower heads coming at him.
I love it.
You know?
I like showering like
right.
that.
Carl takes out. How about you?
I saw somebody.
How about you take it a day now?
Well, no. It's not the day. It's not how many I take in a day. I just take a long shower. That's
right.
All. But I do have.
What's
like,
your water
multiple.
Bill?
Mind your own.
I have
those multiple heads. I told you that when
right.
we did the shower. So it's really cool.
So the only thing in it, Carl's heard the story. All those bets. Eventually, yes, I get – it's funny whenever we talk about the house.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask me about my water bill, Mr. Grass, man?
Yes, man. Yes.
Okay. You were in the studio the other day. Got to go home and water my grass. I'm like, who is this dude?
I know.
Who are you? Speaking of water bill, your water bill will be extremely high.
May I introduce myself? My name is Jan Harry Bell, also known as Mike's dad. J.H. Bell.
Yeah.
Detective Bell to some.
So anyways, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
just
asking about a water bill.
Eventually, one of these bets, these long-term bets will come in, or I'll just simply have to go get the bathrooms done. Because I told you, our bathrooms in our house are like Caesar's Palace, 1997.
Yeah, we got
to upgrade.
They've got the gold wallpaper.
Yes. It's really time to upgrade the bathrooms in our house right now.
No, I hear you, man. But no, I just like taking a long shower. But yes, to Freddie.
Right.
Hurting himself, re-injuring himself. It was an accident, obviously, right. Slipping in the shower
and
whatever.
If the Falcons win the Super Bowl, I make $6,000. $100 on a 60-1. So that would go at least pay for half of a third of a
you
quarter
got,
of a bathroom.
You got – the odds were down when I was out there. You got 60?
It was 60. Well, remember, I was there sooner than you. I was
oh,
there,
that's right.
I was there.
Yeah, it had changed by the time I was out there.
I put that bet in. That was the Thursday right after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So I was out there with Becky for Valentine's
Day. That's usually – seriously?
Right.
Because there's so many unknowns, that's usually a good time to jump on it.
You and I had it – what was it? We had $500 at 15-1.
15.
It's going to pay $9,000 each.
Yeah, I think, Mike, Super Bowl 51. It had gone to – last time I looked, I think it was – it might be in my bag. 35, maybe 30, 40,
right.
40-1, something of that nature.
I mean, you know – depending on the draft, too, then the numbers may come down.
Oh, for sure. Now, while we're talking about the Falcons, guys, again, draft is just a few weeks away. They've been at all these workouts. Look, I haven't gotten any word, and I don't know if they were at, you know, Travis Hunter and Shador workout today. That's really who the scouts were looking at. Mm. Obviously, there were other guys there, but Colorado had its pro day, and Deion made a big spectacle of it, and they should. You know, he called it a showcase.
Right.
But to say, hey, were the Falcons there? They've been everywhere, and they've been places we haven't really even reported about because they are looking at all these different guys. I think part of it is it's just the process, but I also think some of this is smokescreen, Mike. Falcons have shown up. You can't say they didn't show up somewhere and they go, hey, they like this guy more than the other.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why they've been at all these different pro days. And I got to tell you something. For all you guys who are wondering what Terry's been doing, and we make jokes and always say, hey, Terry, we call him out. He has been in a lot of these pro days.
Now, speaking of pro days, you mentioned everybody and their uncle was in Colorado. We talked with D. Led about watching, you know, and seeing Shador Sanders in person playing in a game back for the Buffs last year. The Browns, top brass, according to our good friend Steve Weiss from NFL Network. Jimmy Haslam, they spent Thursday night. They went to dinner with Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders. So here's the thing. What makes it interesting for us, if they go, if it's Cam Ward, right, with Tennessee, and it's Shador Sanders to Cleveland, then if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers, then we're just going to have to just dump, or would we really have Kirk Cousins on this roster and have him as the world's most expensive backup quarterback? If they do go with – now, this is where it gets interesting. If the Browns did go with Travis Hunter, then maybe perhaps we could get them to, if not for this year, trade us for something and please eat $10 million of the 37.5 to get Kirk Cousins off the books.
Yeah. And that's an interesting way to do it. I'm talking about the Browns. Because, Mike, my guess is Andrew Berry's the general manager, and they were probably all sitting there, and it's easy to have a guy – you ask a guy questions.
Right.
And Berry turns to Travis and goes, tell me about him. Right? And
right.
Then Shador, tell me about him. Like, you want to know what guys think about each other and how you operate. And, listen, I don't know if they're sold on Shador Sanders. I think everybody in the top five is sold on Travis Hunter. I just don't know who's going to pick him.
Right.
I don't think everybody's sold on Shador. I just think that it's been, you know, this whole narrative has been overrated about he's not that good and he can't play. That's been my issue. But I don't know if the Browns are sold on Shador. I think they are sold on Travis Hunter.
Right. And just a matter, because we said, guys, I mean, there is sort of a, you know, the butterfly effect going back. Aaron Rodgers, does he really have intentions for Minnesota? I mean, can they swoop in the 11th hour and make a sweetheart deal? Because that's another thing with Aaron Rodgers. What if Minnesota, I mean, what if it simply comes down to money? Everyone's been talking about fit and chance to win the Super Bowl. What if it truly comes down to Aaron Rodgers making $60 million to go to Minnesota for 1 year?
He's not taking a discount, right?
No.
I don't think so either.
I mean, what was Aaron Rodgers – what was the – obviously, some of it is not there anymore because the Jets are eating it, but what was Aaron Rodgers' salary his last year with the Jets, using that as a base? Because right now, technically, Dak would be the highest-paid player at 60?
Yes.
So
Rodgers signed a three-year – $112 million contract with the Jets, $75 million guaranteed.
All right. So if he's going for signing, if it's more for signing bonus, and they may do that to mitigate the cap hit. But, I mean, if that's where it's at, and the Steelers, based on what we saw from Spotrac, that they've got some cap space too. I don't look, you, as we said, you try to read Aaron Rodgers' mind. But the good news, bad news. If they do go quarterback and Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, there's no one to trade Kirk Cousins to unless there's an injury in August. And then that means he's here in camp.
He's here. Yeah. That's again, the Falcons have no control over that. Like, they – you,
but you
know.
And I, have you ever really thought he was going to be here August 1st, Kirk Cousins, in the locker room?
No, not August 1st. I felt like he would be here until June. That's the,
right.
You know, that post-June 1 date, I thought he'd be here, and then they'd figure it out, and we'll see what was available or what, you know, who we were talking to. I did not think, Mike, when we go up to Flowery Branch first day of camp, and we're talking about, all right,
right,
it's go time, and Cousins is running out there. Like, I don't expect that, but we'll see.
Right.
404-726-0929, guys. It is 404 day. Coming up, we're going to talk to one of the all-time great Braves. We love him, and he's been part of our show over the years as the Braves home opener happens tonight here at Truist Park. And we're going to talk with Andrew Jones, Mike, and also Grant's going to stop by to preview this series and talk to us about a few things that are going on with this team.
According to Over the Cap, guys, Browns have about $20 million.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, again, I think the Browns are just waiting for us to cut Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. and they swoop in and they grab him. Then there's, you know, if we ever had some kind of leverage where the Steelers, the Vikings, I don't know, somehow the Browns and the Steelers were fighting over Kirk Cousins, then we could actually get something this year. But there's, how do you know where that timeline plays out? Probably not going to get anything until next year, a draft pick.
Well,
and who knows what it'll be.
No, I don't think it's going to be of value.
I just, my spidey sense is they just cut him. Even though see, the Falcon fans that we talk to every week, they are having a hard time wrapping their head around Arthur Blank, the coach, the GM, the way we're posturing. It's a poker game. Is that the only way to explain it?
No, it is.
I mean, sometimes people say things they don't intend on doing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, it's why everybody's on the same page. You know, we just had the NFL annual meetings. The coach came.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Came out, said what the general manager said, and then the owner said what the general manager and the coach said.
It's united front.
Yes, it's not a coincidence. Like, not one time did Arthur Blank go, well, we'll see. I mean, I'm trying to trade this guy today. He just keeps laying it out there.
It would be nice, though, if Arthur came on and said, you know, I talked to my general manager. We're thinking we can dump this clown. Maybe we'll have to eat $25
million. Yeah, yeah. But he's not saying that.
That's probably where it's at, though.
He's not saying that.
They're never going to go public.
But, yes, it is a wait and see with that whole situation. As far as the draft, guys, just a few weeks away, I've been saying, and you know, we'll start to get into specifics next week, but I really believe there are about, I'm going to tell you, 8 to 10 guys right now. And I know it sounds like a lot, but it's not when you start talking about picking 15.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.